Some states are trying out a new kind of medical treatment. It's actually housing paid for with Medicaid dollars. The federal program typically pays for things like doctor's appointments and medical procedures for people who qualify because of their very low incomes. But as states struggle to find shelter for tens of thousands of people who go for long periods without stable housing, some advocates argue that housing is medicine. Katia Riddle has this report.
This right here is our library.
After living on the street for more than a decade, 65-year-old Ben Norris has a new home. He gives a tour of his apartment building in Portland, Oregon.
Down this area, they have like a gym, you know, a gym to work out. They had a
Norris is benefiting from a pilot project in Oregon that uses Medicaid dollars to find housing and pay rent. He moved here after he was diagnosed with diabetes and lost both his feet to the disease. He's in a wheelchair now. Despite all that, Norris still has his sense of humor.
I'm told. I don't do a lot of treadmilling, as you can imagine.
With a $1 billion investment in coming years, Oregon is one of several states betting big on programs like this. The idea is that the money saved from keeping people housed and out of the ER will pay for housing. In his apartment, Norris points to rows and rows of medication.
That is my second dose, so I can line those up, you know.
Do you know how many medications you take?
About five or six.
Norris says he could never maintain this kind of healthcare regime if he was still living in a tent. After he landed in the emergency room, he got connected with a nonprofit that's participating in this program. Outreach worker Amy Borton helped him find his new place.
Got apples, some potatoes.
On this day, she's bringing him a food box. She also helps him with his appointments at the wound care center close by.
Yeah, I think one of the first things I remember us checking in about when you first moved in here is you kept setting your smoke alarm off with the pork chops.
Yeah, exactly. It still goes off. Yeah. Oh, it drives me nuts, man.
Norris says the emotional and medical support he's received here has been invaluable.
I might not be alive if it wasn't for this program.
California is proposing a similar program, spending more than $100 million a year of its Medicaid budget. The state is at the epicenter of the homeless crisis, with more than 170,000 homeless people.
I know that if I could get my patients who are experiencing homelessness housing, we could make everything else work better.
Dr. Margot Kuchel is a physician at the University of California, San Francisco. She is also one of the country's leading thinkers on addressing homelessness. Older people are especially at risk.
I can sometimes tell that someone has lost their housing because I've cared for someone for 20 years and their diabetes and their blood pressure, you know, are super well controlled. They're doing well. And suddenly they come to me and everything has fallen apart.
Kuchel's optimistic about this program, but she says it's a gamble.
So the bet here, or the question here, is can we target it and not use Medicaid as a way to provide rent for everybody, but instead use it in a way for people who could have less reliance on the most expensive part of our health system?
That's the emergency room.
The stakes are pretty high.
Oregon has about 3 years to make it work. Sean Hubert is vice president of Central City Concern in Portland. The organization works on housing and homelessness. The federal government spends roughly $7 billion a year on homeless assistance, compared with more than $700 billion a year on Medicaid. Hubert says that kind of money could help organizations like his provide a lot more housing.
We spend so much more money on healthcare than we do housing. And so ultimately, you know, we've got to get those two systems working more closely together.
But just because these programs have worked in small pilots, it doesn't mean the savings will pencil out on a larger scale.
That's where the complexity comes in. Because in healthcare, we don't actually usually think about good healthcare outcomes as being less expensive.
Dr. Kuchel points out that profitability is not the best measure of healthcare outcomes. Health is. Health for Ben Norris means learning to manage his diabetes.
Yeah, it's extremely difficult. I mean, real hardcore. And if you don't take care of it, you know, you end up, you know, not being around.
How it gets paid for, he says, Medicaid or something else, it doesn't much matter.
And me, I'm enjoying life. I want to be around for a while.
Diabetes has already taken his feet. He's doing his best not to let it have any more of him. For NPR News, I'm Katia Riddle.